It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another edition of the Open Heaven Hour, and this is a time for devotion. This is our own personal time that we get to spend with the Word of God. So if you are always busy, there is no excuse for you not to take time in the presence of God, because you can listen to our show live even when you are on the move. So if this is your first time of joining us, I would like to specially welcome you, because right here on the show, God has a word for you today. So if you're feeling lost, if you are heavy, your heart is broken, you are depressed, God has a word for you this morning. And I can assure you that you're not here by mere coincidence. This is a divine orchestration and the Lord wants you to be here. So I would like to specially welcome you. And if you're frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person. It is time for the Open Heaven Hour. So I want you to grab your notepads, your Bible, your pen, and let us go into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Assembly of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, Vessels unto Dishonor. Vessels unto Dishonor. Today is the 14th day in the month of September 2024. The 14th day in the month of September 2024. A topic, once again, is Vessels unto Dishonor. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 20. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Hosea chapter 5 to chapter 9. Hosea from chapter 5 to chapter 9. Our memory verse today we're taking from Psalm 51 verse 17. Psalm 51 verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise. Once again, our memory verse is taken from Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise. Let's take it one more time. Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from 1 Samuel chapter 15 from verse 1 to 28. 1 Samuel chapter 15 from verse 1 to 28. From verse 1 it says, Samuel also said to Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore heed the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will punish Amalek for what he did to Israel. And we ambushed him on the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have, and do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey. So Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim. 200,000 foot soldiers and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to the city of Amalek and lay in wait in the valley. Then Saul said to the Kenites, "Go, depart, get down from among the Amalek, lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt." So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul attacked the Amalekites from Avila all the way to Shur, which is east of Egypt. He also took Agag, king of Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and his people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lamb, and all that was good, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them, but everything despised and worthless that they utterly destroyed. Now the word of the Lord came to Samuel, saying, "I greatly regret that I have set up Saul as king, for he has turned back from following me, and has not performed my commandments." And it grieved Samuel, and he cried out to the Lord all night. So when Samuel rose early in the morning to meet Saul, it was told Samuel, saying, "Saul went to Carmel, and indeed he set up a monument for himself, and he has gone on around, passed by, and gone down to Gilgal." Then Samuel went to Saul and said to him, "Blessed are you of the Lord. I have performed the commandments of the Lord." But Samuel said, "What then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?" And Saul said, "They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to the sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed." Then Samuel said to Saul, "Be quiet, and I will tell you what the Lord said to me last night. And he said to him, "Speak on." So Samuel said, "When you were little in your own eyes, were you not head of the tribes of Israel? And did not the Lord anoint you king over Israel? Now the Lord sent you on a mission and said, 'Go and utterly destroy the sinners and the Amalekites, and the fight against them until they are consumed.' Why then did you not disobey the words of the Lord? Why did you swoop down on the Lord and do evil in the sight of the Lord?" And Saul said to Samuel, "But I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and gone on a mission on which the Lord sent me, and brought back Agag, king of Amalek. I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites, but the people took of the plunder, sheep and oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to the sacrifice of the Lord your God in Gilgal." So Samuel said, "As the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than that of fat of rams. For rebellion is a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king." Then Saul said to Samuel, "I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandments of the Lord your God, because I fear the people and obey their voice. Now therefore, please pardon my sin and return with me, that I may worship the Lord." But Samuel said to Saul, "I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel." And as Samuel turned around to go away, Saul seized the edge of his robe, and it tore. So Samuel said to him, "The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today, and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is better than you." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, amongst the people you find in church, some are unto honor, while others unto dishonor, as we see in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, some to dishonor. God, however, is not one who makes some vessels unto honor and others unto dishonor. Rather, people based on their behavior towards God and his instructions choose for themselves if they will be unto honor or unto dishonor. There are many people who say that since God is merciful and his mercies are new every morning, like in Lamentations chapter 3 from verse 22 to 23, they feel they can commit sin multiple times and ask him for mercy multiple times. Therefore, they commit sin purposely, trusting that when they ask God for mercy, God will have mercy. Some even say things like, God, forgive me for what I am about to say. They know it is a sin, but they ask for forgiveness and go ahead and say it. People like this are trying to make a fool out of the Most High God and will become vessels unto dishonor if they do not repent. The wages of sin is death. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Even if a Christian gives a big sacrifice or worships God deeply, if his or her heart is still in a sinful state, the wages of sin remains death. In today's Bible reading, God told Saul to kill all the Amalekites, but he decided to play on God's intelligence by saying that it was the people who brought the king of Amalek and the choice of animals back with them to Israel. We see the result of the disobedience in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 28, which says, "And Samuel said unto him, The Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou." Saul begged Samuel to let him worship God, but it was not out of true repentance. He only did that because he did not want to be embarrassed in the presence of his followers. In the next chapter, we will see that as much as Saul pleaded on his behalf, God still asked him to anoint a new king as his replacement. God later sent an evil spirit to torment Saul, as he had become a vessel unto dishonor. Beloved, be careful. Don't toy with sin, and don't try to play on God's intelligence so that you don't end up like Saul. Today's Open Heaven comes with a reflection that says, do you still indulge in the things that God has been warning you about? Beware, so that you don't become a vessel unto dishonor. Has today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody? Like I always encourage on this show, you might just be saving a soul. There might just be one person that needs to hear this message. So I implore you to be a channel of blessing to as many people as possible. If you'd like to share this message and you're wondering how you could do that, you can do that by simply visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to download or share. When you click on it, you'll see the link pop up above. Just copy the link and send to somebody today. You can also join us live every single morning, 7 a.m. GMT. On our live radio station on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Our mobile app are also available for download on Play Store and Apple Store. You can download our mobile app and follow this segment as well as other amazing shows for the day. It promises to be spirit-filled, entertaining, and insightful. Please do not touch that dial because we have a very important message after this show. Please stay tuned. But till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, please remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.